إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا وعبدك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear and the piety of Allah Most High. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die except in a state of submission and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Most High exalts the status of the ulama and the scholars in His book, in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah Most High, He says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah has raised those who believe, amanu, those who have faith, and those who have been endowed with knowledge. He has raised them darajat. He has raised them many levels and many degrees. And the reason for this is because the ulama, they carry in their chests the book of Allah and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order to honor the book of Allah and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah commands us to honor the people of knowledge, those who convey the message of Allah, those who explain the rulings to the people so that they may be guided and they may follow righteousness and guidance in their lives. This is because the religion is carried by the ulama, and this was the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. The scholars, they inherit the prophets. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He begins and He mentions the great honor, first and foremost, of the earliest of the scholars, the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. Allah says, Muhammadun Rasulullah, walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'ala al-kuffar رُحَمَا بَيْنَهُمْ. That Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those with him, they are firm against the disbelievers and merciful with one another. تَرَاهُمْ. You see them. These people, how do you see them? تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. Allah is praising the Sahaba. You see them bowing and in sajda. Allah is honoring the status of the Sahaba, because it is the Sahaba, first and foremost, they were the first generation of ulama who spread out in the land, who left and sacrificed their wealth and their lives and their energies. They expended it all for the religion of Allah and the service of Allah Azza wa Jal. You see, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari traveled to the land of Turkiya and spread the knowledge there. You find Abu Huraira, he left Medina and the Salah in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go to Sham, and he spread the knowledge in Sham. You find Amr ibn al-As traveled a great distance to Misr, to Egypt, to spread the religion of Allah. Even many of the Sahaba, you find, they traveled and sacrificed to carry the word of Allah and the message and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to others on the earth. So we see the exalted status of the Sahaba, the earliest generation of ulama. Allah says, "As-sabiquna al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar wal-ladina taba'uuhum bi ihsanin radiyallahu anhum wa radu'u an." The early migrants, those who left their homes from Mecca and came to Medina, and those who followed them, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوهُمْ, then what does Allah say about them? He says, Allah is pleased with them, and He is pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. This is the noble status of the Sahaba, who carried the message of Allah, who brought the message of Allah toward to the people, to the ends of the earth, and sacrificed their lives in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yet, in spite of all of this suffering and sacrifice of the Sahaba, there were people who condemned them and didn't follow them. And in fact, they tried to misguide those who listened to them. We see that there were many who would, when the Sahaba would go and convey the message, they would come and tell others, do not listen to these Sahaba. Do not listen to them, because they want worldly benefit from you. Or they told them lies about them to misguide the people. And in fact, this even happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would go to the Kaaba to call people to Allah. Others would come and bring singers and women to take people away from the remembrance and the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And others, they claimed that the Sahaba, they gave rulings that were not in accordance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. And so they led people astray. But the ulama, they all agree, and it is a consensus of our ummah, that those who belittle the Sahaba are on misguidance. And those who belittle the ulama, who follow in their footsteps, then they are not following correct guidance. They are going away from the path of the early generations. This is because the ulama, they are conveying the words of Allah and the message, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one who slanders the Sahaba or the ulama, then in fact they're belittling and slandering the words of Allah and the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're belittling what is being conveyed to them. But in fact, the Sahaba and the ulama are only messengers. They are only conveying the truth that they have inherited from their teachers and their scholars. And this is the job of the scholars, is to convey and spread the message that they have inherited from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so you see, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is one of the techniques that the disbelievers used and continue to use to create doubts about Islam, to put doubts in the hearts of the believers by creating doubts about their ulama. Whenever they want to undermine the sunnah and the hadith, they create doubts about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, or about Imam Bukhari. These are the two that they try to undermine, because they are the pillars of the science of hadith. And this is the technique that we see. So the believers, they avoid this trap, and they know that slandering the ulama will only create doubts about the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we see also a common thing that is said in many cultures, is that the ulama, they only study the texts, and they have no knowledge of reality. They have no knowledge of reality. In fact, they don't even use their minds. They just memorize and preach. Again, this is a type of slander that is not based on reality. But this is what an excuse that is put in the hearts of many to go away from the teachings of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, we have to remember that it is the job of the ulama to explain the meanings of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is not, there is no one else who will do this job. There is no one else. If there are no people who are learning the Book of Allah and devoting themselves to the hadith, then who else will represent the religion of Allah? Who else will be there to convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Prophet said in a hadith narrated by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, the Prophets did not leave behind gold and silver. The Prophets, they did not leave any inheritance. In fact, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to his companions, we, the Anbiya, we have no inheritance. What we leave is sadaqah. Because they did not come for worldly purposes. They didn't come to have a fortune or to have a mulk. But what they left behind was the knowledge. They left behind was knowledge. This is what the Prophet said. But the knowledge, the ulama, the Prophets, they left knowledge. Whoever learns it and takes it has amassed a great fortune. Whoever takes this knowledge, then they have amassed a true fortune, a fortune that they will find with Allah on the Day of Judgment. And so, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, those who spread the doubts about the ulama, they create doubt in the religion. And they make people go away from the correct rulings so that they turn to people who don't have knowledge and give them the incorrect rulings, and they start giving them advice that leads them away from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one other important point I remind myself and you, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is that when Allah has exalted the ranks of those of knowledge, of the ulama, then we should be careful to guard our tongues against the believers. Allah says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And do not backbite. Do not speak ill of your brother behind his back. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ. Would one of you love to eat the flesh of your dead brother? لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You would hate that. The dead flesh has been forbidden for us. But what about that of a brother in Islam? To speak ill of him, Allah has forbidden it in the Quran and Surah Al-Hujurat and in other places. And this is one of the major sins. It's from the kaba'ir. The kaba'ir, major sins that are not forgiven by our salah or by the wudu or from the Jummah to the Jumu'ah. These major sins are not forgiven. And so a person who speaks ill of the messenger, of the sahaba, or of the ulama, then they are falling into this dangerous sin of making ghiba. Making ghiba of the ulama, because again, we see the job of the ulama. They are representing the messenger of Allah. As if Rasulullah is there enlightening the people and spreading the knowledge to the people, those who backbite them, then they are offending the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was asked in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, he was asked by the Sahaba, what is ghiba? What is backbiting? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, mentioning something ill or something about your brother that he would dislike. And then the Sahaba, they said, what if it's true? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, if what you say is true, then it is ghiba. But if what you say is false, then this is buhtan. This is buhtan, spreading a great lie or a great slander. So it's even a greater sin. So speaking ill of another brother, if it's true, it is ghiba. But saying something false, it is a greater sin on top of that. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. So ghiba is a kabira. It is a major sin. And because of it, our sins will not be expiated. The minor sins will pile up. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the example of the minor sins is like that of some people who spread out in a valley. And each of them, they gathered some sticks together until they formed a great pile, and they made a huge fire from those little sticks. So the minor sins, as they build up, they become big and major sins. As the scholars say, لا صغيرة مع الإصرار وَلَا كَبِيرَةَ مَعَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. There is no minor sin if one insists on doing it. And there's no major sin if one makes istighfar for their sins. And Allah says, again, regarding avoiding the major sins, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. If you avoid the major sins, then Allah will forgive. نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah will forgive your other sins, your minor sins. But that is the condition that we avoid the major sins. We avoid those sins that are kabira, that have a promise of punishment with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in order for us to be forgiven by the day of Jumu'ah and by the Salah and by the Ramadan to the Ramadan, we must avoid the sin of ghiba and other major sins. And we have to stay away from those things, those major sins that will cause us to be taken away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah to help us protect our tongues from disobeying Him. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ إِسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. اللهم تقبل منا وزدنا علما كثيرا وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when people speak ill of the ulama and they take people away, they speak ill of them, then they're causing people to lose out on the Day of Judgment. They're losing a lot of their good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Because as you know, our sins will be accounted for. Whatever sin that we said about another, we will give up our good deeds to that other person. And if we have no good deeds left, then we will take on their sins. So keeping people away from the words of Allah and the Messenger and from the ulama, this will cause people to go away from the correct ruling, the correct guidance, and they will see the result of this on the Day of Judgment. They will see the result of this terrible sin. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he had a very beautiful statement. And he said that we find that many people, many believers, even many righteous people, they avoid the major sins, such as zina. They stay away from stealing. They stay away from murder. They stay away from these major sins of the limbs. But Shaykh al-Islam, he said that you might find many of them falling into the major sin of the tongue, committing sins with their tongue, committing ghibah with their tongues. Many people are aware of the other sins. They're very conscious of the sin of drinking alcohol. But very few are conscious of the sin of speaking ill of your brother in Islam or your sister in Islam. And he also said that the sin of the tongue is very much forgotten. The ghibah and the lying, and the sins of the heart are forgotten, like showing off and arrogance. And the Prophet ﷺ, he once said to Mu'adh, keep control of this, and he held his tongue between his fingers. He said, keep control of this. And Mu'adh, he said, Ya Rasulullah, will we be accountable for this little tongue? And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, what else will cause people to be thrown on their faces in the hellfire? The danger of the tongue. The tongue is one of the most dangerous of our organs that we have to guard from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we see the wisdom of Shaykh al-Islam's statement. Many of us are in ghafla of the tongue and the sins that it commits. And how many gatherings are there when people are speaking ill of others and of the ulama? We are not allowed to stay in such gatherings, because listening is part of the ghibah. One who listens to ghiba, then he is taking part in the sin of the ghiba. And many people, we find, they commit this sin, they still speak ill of the ulama while they think they're earning good deeds by it. And this is a very dangerous state. We ask Allah, O Allah, make our tongues pure and instill love in our hearts for all of the believers. O Allah, do not make us have enmity towards the believers or hatred towards them. O Allah, let us speak good when we speak, and we take refuge in You from tongues that will lead us to the hellfire. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشفي مرضانا، اللهم اشفي مرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا غفور يا غفار. اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا، اللهم لا تضع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين وعملا متقبلا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا عليم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا به وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا به وما لم نعلم. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا يا أكرم الأكرمين، وأحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
So please straighten your lines. Close the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا آمين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
والعصر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.